Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do wonder how much of this is let's save because we have a $65, $70 million a year contract coming down the pike for our young quarterback.
And a what? How much did Sauce Gardner sign for?
He just made $30 million a year, which might be what you're looking at for Christian Gonzalez.
I don't like that talk from Tom Curran and Phil Perry. So now we're just saving money for the two good players we do have. And, you know, Will Campbell, he'll have to be paid at some point, too. You know who? I just watch these other teams that are good. They sign the players that are good, that they need to sign. And the salary cap is going up every effing year in the NFL to the point where Roger Goodell is already talking about renegotiating the TV contracts, which will then increase the salary cap even more.
Do you think there's any chance, Andy, that maybe like as good as the relationship and dynamic between Cowden, Stretch and Vrabel is and the way they have their system in place and they have all of, you know, they've got all their dynamics, their inner workings. The Vrabel manifesto is obviously something they're following and following comfortably. Is there any chance they could maybe hop on a Zoom with like Howie Roseman and just be like, how do you do it? Like, how do you get it to the next level where like you still seem to always have a bunch of picks? You make trades for the guys you need, and then you pay a boatload to the ones that you have to keep in town.
It's unbelievable. Like, this mentality still exists in the NFL, and they're the perfect example. Howie Roseman signs everything that walks, trades for everything that's available, and then still seems to have 8 draft picks every year to take the Georgia defense and do whatever he needs to do in that. Like, you can do it. The days of, like, cap jail, cap hell, can't do this, can't do that, are so far gone. And I actually saw some of his comments yesterday. He's been involved with, like, Myles Garrett rumors. He supposedly made an offer on Micah Parsons. Like, he has a loaded roster, won the Super Bowl, and still looks into every move that's available, like in and with legit interest to the point where he trades for a pass rusher or he trades for whatever he feels like his team needs. But I'll tell you something, the Patriots are back and Mike Vrabel is back in the in Mike we trust role because the text line is on fire with a lot of you people, Fitzy, telling us that we're nitpicking, they're going to win this, it's all great. Actually, one guy even, because Jacoby Myers is 207. Yeah, because Jacoby Myers and Rashid Shaheed would really move the needle in the wide receiver room. LMAO, you guys should crawl under your desks and suck your thumb. Glad he said thumb. But
like, okay.
You're telling me Jacoby Myers wouldn't be a
85. So 5 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown every Sunday and a touchdown every other week is bad? Okay, 207. Cool, thanks. Rashid Shaheed. Yeah, a team that just put up 38 on the road on Monday Night Football that also only has 2 losses on the season. Yeah, they're so dumb with their second-year coach that has implemented his plan and has his team rolling. They're so stupid that they just traded for one of the better available deep threats in football to complement their tight ends, running backs, and possession receivers. Yeah, that guy's it. Wait until his team sucks their thumbs or something.
I just, yes, Dan Ball.
And boys, isn't the wide receiver room for the Patriots completely healthy with no issue? Wait, no, that's right. Oh, that's right. Kayshon Booty, maybe your most prolific receiver to this point.
Don't worry, I read Discord, or when people cut and paste Discord onto Twitter, it's a grade one. He's going to be fine.
Yeah,
you've never heard
now.
Of it until yesterday.
Right, exactly. And it's nope. not like the Patriots have been unbelievably healthy, knock on wood, to this point in the season. It's part of what we're talking about at the deadline, and I think you guys would agree, is insurance policies.
Yes.
Depth in case something goes wrong for a team that has been unbelievably lucky to this point.
Right. Can I change the wording? When something goes wrong.
Right, right.
Your lead running back isn't practicing and has a toe injury that all the coach will say is, well, I saw him in the building early and he's doing cardio. And your best receiver, you can argue, your best receiver is out with a hamstring injury. Like, it's going to start to happen. And whether it was those positions or the other positions where you might be thin, the positions like, I don't know, edge rusher, I don't know, offensive tackle for an offensive line that's already giving up 6 sacks per week. You couldn't use any help there? Maybe just a competitive option that pushes somebody, that motivates somebody. I don't know. It's a little annoying. But guess what? People are not as annoyed as we are, because I put it on the poll today, Fitzy, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons. What was your reaction to the Patriots doing nothing to add to the team at the NFL trade deadline? And I gave 3 options.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed, didn't expect much, happy we have 7 wins. Those were the 3 options that I gave. What do you believe is the lead option right now, Fitzgerald?
That indifferent sort of positive one with like 49%.
So the didn't expect much?
Yeah.
Yes, 55%. That is the leader.
55. Wow, majority. Damn.
Followed by 25% with happy we have 7 wins, and then 20%, just 1 in 5 Patriots fans on my Twitter following, is pissed.
My God. When did what happened here?
Thank you. Dan, you and I had the same reaction at the same time. When did all of a sudden we just turn into the happy to be here's?
Well, there's also a question on the text line is, or not a question, more of a statement, 401. And I continue to say, it's an angry little state. It's like the state version of me. It's just a lot of anger in that one little spot.
You don't live
spot.
Near it by accident.
I'm starting to wonder if I'm Rhode Islander.
You know what? With the Indian Point water and everything, it's all kind of the same.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I'm kind of a Rhode Islander. 401 says, the Pats have some of the dumbest fans in the league, Fitzy. Care to comment?
which way? Yeah, you know, us people. Wait, hold on. How are we the dumbest people? Are we the dumbest people as in we should just be appreciative and grateful for what we have after everything that we had years ago, and now, hey, 7-2, just take what you get? Or we're dumb, or the other ones are dumb, as in how do you people possibly think this team is going to be enough to not only steamroll the season, but through the playoffs as well? I need some context, Rhode Island.
617-779-7937. Patriots fans, are you dumb, as Rhode Island claims? Let us know what your thoughts are on that and the Patriots trade deadline. Let's go to Natick, not Rhode Island, for our buddy Matt. What's up, Matt?
How's it going? First time, long time.
All right.
I don't understand how some of these guys are going for late day 3 picks, round 6, round 7, and the Pats are holding on to them close to their chest. Don't they got 4, 5, 6, and 7 round picks this year?
Yep.
And they got Shaheed, who's torching defenses all year. He's going for a 4 and a 6. I don't get it. I wasn't terribly upset. But I did want to note on something you guys said earlier about Pats not spending money. They spent $330 million last offseason to completely revamp the team, did they not? Mm.
They did, Matt. Indeed. Yep. They spent $300 million. I brought that up earlier when people...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tried to, for some reason, blame yesterday on Robert Kraft. We've had some attempts to blame it on Elliot Wolf. If you feel there is blame, and it's okay to not feel there's blame, that it was a fine day. They have 7 wins. They're going to win 12 games. They're going to go to the playoffs. If you're just happy to be here, that's fine. You don't have to blame anybody. But if you feel like there's blame worthy, then the blame goes to Mike Vrabel, because we've all accepted the belief that Mike Vrabel runs the Patriots organization. 617-779-7937. Jerome in Scituate's next here on WEEI Afternoons. What's up, Jerome?
Listen, I'm going to tell you exactly who the blame lands on. Rich Keith, Bitsy, and Hot. We've listened to you guys. We go by whatever you say. We get a lot of faith in you. And all I heard yesterday was breaking news, breaking news. You guys had us thinking we're going to get a blockbuster deal. We get nothing. I blame you guys, not Vrabel.
Thanks for the call.
It's got to be called the flip-floppers W-E-E-E.
First of all, how did Jones get out of that? I believe he said Fitzy, yeah. Hart, and Keith. Jones didn't take part?
I think Keith was on the update desk. You should have lumped Dan Ball into it as well, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, blame me. Also, in our imaging said we have trade to announce. We didn't break any news yesterday.
And we also never promised a blockbuster. Now, I was wrong. I thought they would make a minor move for an edge rusher. I thought that would happen. But no one ever said blockbuster. I don't believe Fitzy hasn't promised a blockbuster since the draft when he told us they were trading for A.J. Brown and they didn't. That was the last blockbuster.
You've left out the context just to try to rage bait people against me, which I understand because, okay. That was if Abdul Carter was still on the board. Narrator enters chat. He was not.
Ifs and buts were candy and nuts. It'd be Christmas all year long, and people are indeed selling eggnog and putting lights up right now. So it's getting close to Christmas. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bruce in Chicopee. What's up, Bruce?
Yes, how we doing, fellas?
Great, up, except Bruce? For the trade deadline.
I'm speaking as a lifetime Redskins fan, now Commanders, obviously, and I'm seeing a lot of parallels with the Patriots. I'm sure you guys can see them, too.
Yep.
A weak schedule, and that's why I would be a little annoyed they didn't make a move, because they're going to get a gauntlet of a schedule next year. That's what I'm going through right now as a Skins fan, and it's not fun. Granted, we've had injuries, but I think deepening that team would be a big move. Maybe learn a little bit from that. And what do you guys think of that?
Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Bruce, you just nailed it on the head. The idea that, like, oh, injuries are getting us this year. Yeah, injuries didn't really get the Commanders last year. You had Terry McLaurin the whole season. He had a freaking career year. You had running backs that were healthy last year. You dealt one away this year. You've had injuries at running back. You lost, I can't believe I forgot his name. Not Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Brian Robinson?
Nope. Not him either. The
Austin
guy
Eckler.
Thank you very much. The guy that used to play for the Chargers. Thank you so much. You lose him early on in the process as well. There's been injuries. Jaden Daniels is toast for the rest of the year. You can't guarantee. I said it earlier in the show. I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again now. I'll say it 25 more times if I have to. You cannot guarantee you get this team to return in its entirety next year, plus fortifications of free agency and another kick-ass draft. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. You have to live. You got to try to win now.
I've said it all along. Mike Vrabel said he wants to remove entitlement from New England and the building of Gillette Stadium. He is showing that he has some sense of entitlement to win next year, to go to the playoffs next year. He's acting like this organization is entitled to another good season, not acting like they should be in win-now mode. We'll continue to react to the NFL trade deadline, but up next, we have a preview of Major League Baseball free agency. Our buddy Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast will join us to explain the interesting social media mind of Tristan Casas and talk about a wish list for the Red Sox. That's next here on WEEI.
Didn't know this guy was allowed to talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.